Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Napapakinggan ninyo ang tunog ng isang rondalya sa tono ng awiting ligaya, isa sa mga awiting sumikat noong 1990s mula sa isa sa pinakatanyag na Filipino band noong dekada 90 na Eraserheads. Ang musika na inyong naririnig mula sa rondalya ay tinutugtog ng grupong De La Salle Zobel Rondalya sa kanilang ipinakitang pagtatanghal nang sila'y bumisita sa himpilan ng SBS sa Sydney noong kalagitnaan ng taong 2025. Dumayo ang grupo ng mga estudyante mula Muntinlupa sa Pilipinas sa Australia para lumahok sa ginanap na 33rd Australian International Music Festival kung saan ipinakita nila ang kanilang galing sa pagtugtog ng mga instrumento na bumubuo sa rondalya. Sila'y ginawaran ng Gold Award sa Naturang Music Festival. Ang rondalya ay tumutukoy sa katutubong mga instrumentong may kwerdas sa Pilipinas at binubuo ng mga instrumentong plectrum na tinutugtog gamit ang plectrum o pinipitik gamit ang pick na tulad ng sa gitara.
They have the bandurria, also octavina, they also have the guitar, the string bass, and the percussion.
Ang tinig ng music teacher na si Daryl Galicia na kasama ng De La Salle Zobel Rondalya.
It was a special music program in Zobel. So way back pa siya namang around 2007, yung special music nung tinayo yung mga programs na yon.
Halos 20 taon na ang programang rondalya sa eskwelahan ng guro na si Philip Cesar Dagang. Ilan sa mga instrumento ng rondalya ang bandurya, lod o lulay, octavina, mandola, gitara at bajo de uñas na pinalitan ngayon ng regular na double bass. Nagmula sa mga katutubong banda mula sa Espanya, partikular noong panahon ng medieval Spain, sa sinaunang kaharian sa Aragon, Catalonia, Murcia at Valencia, at ng panahon ng pananakop ng Espanya sa Pilipinas, kasama sa kanilang mga dala ang musika ng rondalya mula sa salitang Spanish na ronda na ang ibig sabihin ay serenade o haranahin. At mula noon ay naging malaking bahagi ng katutubong musika at kultura ng Pilipinas. Ayon sa isang lathala ng University of the Philippines Alumni and Friends Rondalya, bagamat ang rondalya ay may pinagmulang Espanyol, ang naging development, gamit, maging repertoire at instrumentasyon ng rondalya ay tunay na Pilipino. Para sa mga estudyante mula sa Pilipinas na bahagi ng rondalya, karamihan sa kanila ay nagsimula sa pag-aaral at pagiging bahagi ng rondalya noong sila'y nasa grade 3 o 9 na taong gulang lamang. Bakit nga ba nila napiling maging bahagi ng rondalya?
My name is Sean Benito and I've been with the DLSZ Rondalya since 3rd grade and I am now in the 9th grade. Actually, the story is that Sir Philip, our director, was the one who came into our classrooms during music class and he advertised for rondalya. And I was like thinking that it would be cool to play an instrument, especially like at such a young age. So I think that's what motivated me to join. Makes me feel great to be able to show others who aren't familiar with rondalya what rondalya is about.
My name is Leila, and what made me join rondalya is mostly because I was bored and I was grade 3, and I wasn't familiar with rondalya. I learned about discipline with the practice, and I learned how to create bonds with my friends to make good music.
I'm Jacob Suarez. I like listening to everyone in harmony, of course. That's one thing I really like about it. We play some folk songs. We normally play overtures and medleys, though.
I'm Emmanuel Obispo, and my instrument is the bandurria. What I love about rondalya the most is that I get to laugh with my friends during practice and play with them and enjoy.
Isa-isa ding inilarawan ng mga bata ang kanika nilang mga instrumentong hawak, bilang bahagi ng rondalya.
I'm Jaden Torma, and this right here is a banduria. And the way I could compare it to it is to the westernized version, which is a violin, basically. But specifically, my part in rondalya is more focused on secondary medleys that help like complement the first medley. So if it's like easiest saying comparing it to it is like stacking blocks, and what it's like building a tower, and whatever stacks, whatever makes the tower is like different kinds of melodies, and basically the second version of it.
So my name is Kirk Estanislao, and my instrument is the banduria. What I love most about the rondalya is making music with my friends. I think it's amazing that we get to show our Filipino culture around the world.
Ayon sa paglalarawan mula sa librong Filipino Heritage, The Making of a Nation, na isinulat noong 1978, nang nakabase na ngayon sa Sydney na manunulat na si Alfredo Ding Roses. Ang banduria ay instrumento na hugis peras ang katawan at may bilog na butas sa gitna. Ito ay mainstay sa rondalya. Kadalas ay ang instrumentong ito ay nagdadala ng pangunahing himig at tumutugtog ng mga melody at counterpart. Ang banduria ay maaaring hatiin sa una, pangalawa at pangatlo. Bawat isa ay gumaganap ng iba't ibang bahagi. Samantala, ang lod o lulay naman ay may hugis na katulad ng banduria, ngunit mas malaki. At ang bahagi kung nasaan ang mga string nito ay mas mahaba at may dalawa itong F sound na butas. Kadalasan na ang nota nito ay mas mababa.
Hi, I'm Andy. And for me, the sound of lulay is just satisfying. And I like the middle part because it's fast and satisfying to play.
Ang octavina naman ay tila tulad ng gitara na may mas maikling neck o mas maikli ang bahagi kung nasaan ang mga kwerdas o string nito. Tulad ng lulay, ang tunog ng octavina ay mas mababa rin ang nota.
Hello, my name is Migo Digdagan. I'm part of the Del Sal Zabel Rondalla. And this here, which I'm holding right now, is octavina. And now people are going to say this looks very hard kasi it's like 14 strings. Pero, if you were to think it like technicality, it's kind of like three strings. There's three strings. There's two strings. And only one string. Yeah.
So it's not that complicated.
It's not really that complicated. If you want to play like a bass guitar or like a mandolin, but most people are mostly familiar with the bass guitar. So you can play it like that. We're mostly the ones that are driving the melody, alongside with the banduria who are kind of like the lead guitar.
Hello, my name is Jacob Soriano. I'm part of the DLZ Rondalia, and this instrument is called the octavina. It looks like a guitar, but it's just slightly smaller than it. It has 14 strings in groups of 3 and 2 and 1. And what I love the most about the octavina is that compared to the banduria, the frets here are bigger because I have bigger fingers. So it's easier for me to slide down. And it also has this cut here, which allows me to reach the higher notes, higher frets easier. Well, it's easier if I compare to the banduria because the octavina has a lower pitch compared to the banduria because the banduria has a higher pitch.
My name is Yanni Oliver. Oh, this is an octavina. And what I love about it is that its job is like to complement the banduryas, which are the smaller ones, and like this. They complement each other. What they say is not easy. That's why we have to practice every time, like to get it and like to actually play better.
Ang gitara naman, tulad ng kaalaman ng karamihan, ay may anim na kwerdas na may mahabang neck at maaaring tipahin gamit ang pick o mga daliri.
The guitar has a sort of different role in rondalya. Kasi when we play the octavina and banduria, we play notes only, which basically mean just one note. And then the guitar, they play chords, which composes of multiple notes. So that's how it works.
Ang double bass, na tinatawag ding bass viol o contrabass, ay may apat na string at ang pinakamalaking instrumento na bahagi ng rondalya. Ang hugis ito ay tulad ng violin at may dalawang F sound na butas na nagbibigay ng fundamental tone at rhythm.
Hi, my name is Annika Barcelon and I play the double bass. The bass is very different to the other instruments, not only because of its size but because of its strings. It has the fewest and it's the lowest register and volume. So the way it's also used is very unique because since it's so different, they made it like to work with the others.
My name is Rai Reyes. I play the bass because Sir Philip recommended it to me. What I can say about the bass is that, like what she said, it has the lowest register actually. And even though it has the fewest strings, it has the thickest. You don't use a pick, you use your fingers to play it. I think I enjoy playing double bass more because I like supporting all the other instruments.
Tingin pag walang bass, ano yung magiging sound?
There's no depth and the timbre isn't complete.
Kinikilala ng grupo ang ganda ng musika na likha ng kanilang mga instrumento at ang kanilang ambag sa pagtataguyod ng tugtuging Pilipino. Ang rondalya ay may malalim na ugat sa musika at kulturang Pilipino. Una itong naipakilala sa Pilipinas nang ito ay bahagi ng Spanish East Indies at dinala ng mga Espanyol sa Pilipinas nang kanilang sakupin ang bansa. Sa Australia, may ilang lokal na grupo ng mga Filipino-Australia na nagtataguyod ng tugtuging rondalya tulad na lamang ng Darwin Rondalya. Ayon sa website ng Darwin Rondalya, ang tugtuging rondalya ng mga Pilipino ay dinala sa Australia noong pa mga 1930s sa panahon ng mga unang Pilipino na dumating sa Northern Territory mula sa pamilyang Cubillo sa Darwin. At hanggang sa mga panahon ito, ang mga natatanging tugtog ng mga string band na ito ay mapapakinggan pa rin ngayon sa pamamagitan ng grupong Darwin Rondalya kung saan ang kasalukuyang pinakamatandang miyembro ng banda na si Gabe Hazelbane ay tumugtog kasama ng kanya mga uncle noong siya'y teenager hanggang ng panahon ng pagbomba o bombing ng Darwin. Inyong napapakinggan ang tugtog ng awiting Sarung Banggi, isang tradisyonal na awiting Pilipino na tinutugtog ng Darwin Rondalya sa isa sa kanilang mga kamakailang performance. Nagpapatuloy ang grupo sa kanilang mga pagtugtog at pagtataguyod ng tugtuging rondalya. Bukod sa Darwin Rondalya, nariyan din ang grupong Rondanihan mula sa Canberra sa ACT na binubuo ng ilang mas batang Filipino-Australian na kadalas ay nagtatanghal sa mga kaganapan o pagdiriwang ng komunidad Filipino sa bahagi ng Canberra. Patunay lamang ito na ang tugtugin ng rondalya ay isang pamana sa musikang Pilipino na magpapatuloy sa makabagong panahon at para sa mga estudyante mula sa Pilipinas. Dala nila ang musikang ito na natatanging Pilipino saan man sila magtungo.
Bringing our instruments in different countries will help us promote our culture. Not just our music, for exposure, for people to see where our sound comes from, how unique it is. And people are mostly surprised, since puro orchestra, yeah, strings or band lang naririnig nila, rondalya is very unique because we use string instruments. I'm just gonna share, the banduria and octavina has 14 strings and guitar only has 6. And I think it's very complicated to tune, especially when temperature changes from hot to cold or vice versa, nag-iba po talaga yung tono.
I believe that we can, us as a group, are able to share the Filipino music along with a Filipino's pride and a Filipino's love and passion for music through our playing. And like what Sir Daryl said, we're playing unique songs and that you can only listen to with us. Okay, that's not true. You can listen to it through other ways, but like, this is really special and it's not everywhere that you can see the music we play.
Ana Livulata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.